Hello again. Last time on English at Work, we heard Anna leaving Tom crying into his cold pizza. He may not have had the evening he was expecting, but for Anna, it was a huge success. She came up with an idea for a new plastic vegetable, and now she needs to pitch it to Paul, the boss.
So, I think I'll go for the blue, Marge. It matches my eyes. Well, almost.
Morning, Denise.
Oh,
hello, Anna.
Yes, Anna, bright girl. What she sees in Tom, I'll never know.
What?
I'm sure you would.
Oh, hi, Tom. You're in early.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Couldn't sleep after you'd left.
Tom, it was a fantastic night. Unforgettable, in fact. Thanks so much.
Did you hear that, Marge? She said it was unforgettable. Looks like they're getting very serious.
You're such a gossip, Denise. The only thing Anna's serious about is her new idea. How's it going, Anna?
I'm really excited about launching a new product, although Tom doesn't seem so keen.
Don't worry about him. You need to concentrate on convincing Paul that your new idea will bring in the business.
But how?
You need to pitch the idea to him. But before that, you need to do some research.
Yes, of course. Research. But how do I do that?
Check out the competition, work out some costs, and find out what new product people would really like to see. Why not do a customer survey?
A customer survey? Right. But what should I ask?
Say, could I ask for your opinion on a new product we're hoping to develop? What plastic products do you currently use? What products would you like us to make in the future? How do you feel about the idea of selling plastic vegetables? Any particular vegetable you'd like to see?
Okay, so it's like a questionnaire. I need to do some cold calling again.
Good luck!
I think I'm going to need some help with this. Tom, Denise, have you got time to help me, please?
Of course, Anna.
Yeah, well, it's a bit tricky with my sprained arm. But go on, as it's you.
Thanks. We need to call up some companies and find out how interested they would be in buying plastic vegetables.
Oh, lovely. I love talking to people on the phone.
You certainly do, Denise.
Good, Denise. If you work your way through our business directory, call our existing customers, and ask these questions.
I'll get on to it straight away.
Great. And, Tom, could you help me by cold calling some new businesses?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've got loads of contacts.
All right, this is Tip Top Trading. Yeah, I've got some questions for you.
Tip Top Trading, Denise speaking. Yes.
Hiya, this is Tom from Tip Top Trading. Got a minute? Got a couple of questions for you.
Thank
all right, you see
you,
mate.
Goodbye.
Great, yeah, nice one. See ya.
I suppose I had better make some calls too. Let's try this one. 743-9100.
Hello, Plastic Perfection. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm Anna from Tip Top Trading. We make and sell plastic fruits. I'm trying to get some opinions on a new product we're trying to develop. Can you spare a few minutes to help me?
Well, I'm quite busy at the moment, but I'll try and help.
Thank you. I'll be as quick as I can. Firstly, what plastic products do you use at the moment?
Ooh, all sorts. Plastic balls, plastic fish, plastic mice.
Plastic mice? Oh, I see. And what sort of things would you like us to sell in the future?
Let's think. More squeaky toys?
Squeaky toys? What about plastic vegetables?
Do they squeak?
Not really. I think there might be some confusion here. Do you use plastic fruits in restaurants and shops?
No. We just sell plastic toys. For cats. Hence the name. Plastic Perfection.
Oh, I see. A good name. But I'm sorry, you're not really the business I was looking for. Thanks for your time anyway. Bye.
Bye. Get down, Tiddles.
Uh-oh, Anna. It's a good idea to check exactly what type of business you are calling before carrying out your survey. Better luck next time. If you're doing some research and want to get the opinions of your customers, here's a reminder of the questions you could ask.
Could I ask for your opinion on a new product we are hoping to develop?
What plastic products do you currently use?
What products would you like to see us sell in the future?
How do you feel about the idea of selling plastic vegetables?
Any particular vegetable you'd like to see?
Let's find out how the team is getting on.
That was fun. I called 10 companies, asked them your questions. One man asked me out for dinner. Anyway, I've created a database and put all the information there.
Yeah, well, I've called 20 companies, and they all say plastic vegetables would be a great addition to their range, especially aubergines.
Great. Well, I had some success too, so I'll put all the results in that database. Thanks, everyone. Oh, no! What's happened? Denise! Denise! Everything disappeared off the computer!
Hey, my computer's gone blank. We've lost all our documents.
Oh, no, a computer crash. Has Tip Top Trading lost all its valuable information? Find out next time in English at Work. Bye!